Why is it that some colleagues are just sent to this earth to annoy other people? It doesn't really seem to matter where you work. You can work in a design company, you can work in a factory, you can work in education, you could work, I don't know, for the BBC, you could work for the government, you could work, you know, wherever you work, there's always somebody who works closely with you or fairly closely with you or near to you who annoys the living crap out of you. And every single place I've ever worked, there's always somebody that does this. It just so happens my current location, there's a couple, but you know, we all have our crosses to bear. I'm fairly confident that I'm probably one of the people that annoys other people in the place I work in anyway, so maybe it's just karma having a real go. Yeah, Joey, just thought I'd bring that one up this morning because I've just got an email which annoyed me again. I'm just kind of fed up with it, really. Why should we put up with it? You know, is work from home, it's a lot easier. Well, except it isn't, of course, because I actually really rather like working as part of a team. The funny thing about some of the people here is, well, certainly one individual in particular, certainly sort of spouts on about being part of a team and the fact that we all play as a team, and then is anything but a team player. And it's just, I don't know. Maybe she'll retire one day soon with any luck. I don't know if I'm after any sort of feedback on this one, but maybe we shouldn't put up with these things. Maybe we should just rise up and strike those. They may not even be up, they may be below, but you know, maybe we shouldn't put up with this stuff. You know, there's this whole anti-harassment thing, and I mean this particular individual, I think harassment, well, I mean, I've spoken to personnel about it in the past, and you know, harassment is definitely what she does. And she, you know, picks her target for a month and then sort of has a real go, slags them off to everybody else in the workplace, and then is nice as pie to their face. And it's just, you know, undermining colleagues behind their backs is, I suppose it's one of those things, along with stealing other people's ideas, that I cannot stand. It absolutely drives me nuts. And if I see it happening, I mean, maybe I'm guilty of it, you know, myself. I hope not. But if I see other people stealing other people's ideas, and I've had it done to me several times, you know, sat in a meeting and watched somebody else present my ideas as their own, it drives me nuts. I get this real kind of, you know, anger inside me about the. I'm becoming completely non-verbose now because I'm so annoyed just by rote of talking about it, which probably gives you an indication how angry I can get about this. And it does annoy me a lot. And I find it the most obnoxious thing you can possibly do is to take somebody else's work and sort of provide it as your own and say, "Ha, I did this. It's good, isn't it?" And it's obnoxious, mind you. I mean, as I've said to a friend who's been ripped off in similar ways, you know, it's if you can come up with the ideas and if you can do the work and if you can come up with the concepts, you're in a much better position than the people who have to rip you off and copy it as theirs. Because, of course, it means you can go off and come up with another idea. They can't necessarily rip you off again because you won't necessarily be anywhere near them again. Or if you do, you'll have your cloak of steel swooped around you, rather like Batfink, who I rather like. Why don't we bring back Batfink?